This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to a very special, crispity, crunchy, savage edition of the BCP right now. Super excited for this one. This one is long overdue. So excited to welcome in, ahead of his match against our friend El Unico, Chris Barton, at Battle Club Pro this Saturday. Check it out, guys. He is the man, the myth, the legend, the reigning, defending, and conquering Butterfinger champion of the world. Please welcome to the show, the savage gentleman, Victor Benjamin. What's up, bro? How are you, man?
I'm doing very good. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's an honor to finally get to talk to you. I'm so excited to see you live and in person, man. And we got to get right to it, man. Let's talk about that Butterfinger championship, man. We saw that online. The fans love it. I think Lance Archer's loving it right now. Tell us about how this came to be, because I know you're a peanut butter guy.
Well, I'm not a peanut butter guy. I'm the peanut butter guy. And that's for Lance Archer. He keeps trying to take the title of peanut butter emperor. It's not happening. That's me.
There it is.
But it started out on a mock, I guess you could say, like a rib picture I put up for Halloween candy that was 50% off. Some photographer took some weird random photo. I had like my tongue half out of my mouth. And Butterfinger started following me. And then it just kept spiraling.
Yeah, dude. But I mean, you obviously got the belt in the mail. Like, what was that like for you? Like opening that package, like obviously you get the swag here and there, but just like seeing that belt, man, like what was the initial reaction? It's so cool. Everyone wants a piece of it too.
Right. Well, nobody's going to lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Nice.
Let's preface with that. However, I was so excited, but also so exhausted because we just got home from a 23-hour drive from Florida after WrestleMania week.
Right.
Butterfinger sent me a message and it said, "Your crispity crunchity surprise has arrived." So I had no idea, you know, what I would be receiving. Go out to the front porch, giant box on the porch.
Okay.
Let's open this up. I was like, you know what? We're going to record this. So we put one on Patreon. We ended up putting one on social media afterwards. I think got like almost like 20,000 views of me opening up the title. I didn't think it was going to be that crazy or that big of a deal, but it ended up blowing up. So I was like, here we are. I'm the champ.
That's amazing, man. It's so good to hear. And like we're seeing on Twitter, on the Twitterverse, like everyone wants a piece of it, man. So that's interesting. So correct me if I'm wrong. This is your first defense of the actual belt coming up this Saturday against Barton. Are you familiar with nice mug, by the way? Are you familiar with Barton? Are you a big Simpsons guy too? I got to ask you, big Simpsons guy. Oh. I saw the mug.
Well, of course, you know, I mean, me and Barton, we go way back, you know, so I had to get the Homer mug.
Love
but
it.
If you look through the side, it has a donut holder.
Dude, that's brilliant. I
so genius.
That.
So
big donut I'm guy not, here. But go ahead. Yeah.
I'm a Simpsons fan. Used to be, was, you know, I guess it's like one of the longest reigning cartoons or something on TV right now, but just kind of happens to coincide with the Butterfinger deal also.
Perfect. There you go. Smart man. Always thinking ahead. I love that. But throwing it back to Barton, man, you know, I'm familiar with Barton a little bit over in this Northeast area for indie wrestling. Have you worked with Barton before? Are you familiar with him? Do you consider him a threat for your title right now?
No.
There it is. Done deal. All right. Well, that made it easy, man. But again, everyone wants a piece of that championship, man. I'm excited to see it in action. Shameless promo. Let's rewind a little bit. You talked about coming back from Florida. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe you got to be involved with GCW Bloodsport. Is that correct?
Indeed, that is.
Tell us a little bit about that experience, because you seemed real hyped for that one.
Yeah. So that was a blending of my two worlds. So before pro wrestling, I did mixed martial arts for 10 years, and many people don't actually know, and even still did not know leading up to that moment, that I'm an undefeated professional fighter.
Really?
So yes, I'm 3-0 as a pro, and it was a case for me to blend the two worlds. You know, my love for pro wrestling has always been there, and the love for mixed martial arts kind of took a back seat whenever we started this journey. And to do that was something I never even expected. I never knew was possible until Josh came out with that idea. And I was like, I need to be involved somehow, some way with this show. So randomly, he ended up seeing a Twitter post of me training Lady Frost and just dropped a nice little casual line. You guys are on the radar. And then come WrestleMania week, he reached out to see if I was available.
Wow, man. That's amazing. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm just basing on your tweets and stuff like that. So you're no longer like in the MMA stuff. Now it's more wrestling. Because I think I posted you something about coming out of retirement in that specific case, man. And also, right. How did you make that transition from MMA to professional wrestling?
So, yeah, I've been done actively competing, you know, in fighting for about 5 years now. Mm-hmm. Little over 5 years, I started the wrestling journey. So I had my professional boxing debut 1 month after my professional wrestling debut.
Oh, wow.
So combat sports pugilist of all sorts. Give me it all. I've done it. I've been there, competed at the highest levels, but I really wanted to hone in on this. You know, I didn't want to just get by on my mixed martial arts background. It was an easy transition immediately, just being a former athlete.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be known for that. I came out as me, as the fighter at first. And then when Lady Frost and I really started to dig into ourselves, you know, that's when the Savage Gentleman was born. It was the lady, the gentleman, you know, it fit. Everything just kind of brought itself together once we put our minds to it.
Yeah, man. Well, you're absolutely killing it. And a couple things I got to ask you. Of course, you can no comment on this one. I'm not pressing or anything, but there's a lot of speculation, man. You know where I'm going with this. We're seeing a lot of these Diamond Mine promos on NXT. Lady Frost even tweeted hashtag Diamond Mine when the first one came out. My friends are hitting me up. Is that them? Is that them? I'm not going to press or anything. Do you have any comment on that situation? Because a lot of people are connecting kind of what you just said, those two worlds. Do we know if Diamond Mine is even a faction? Is it the tag team? Is it one person? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Any comment on that? I had to ask you, bro.
As of right now, I honestly don't know anything about it. As much as I would love to, it's not us. It's not us. That's not to say it can't be.
Oh, there it is. I'm like, all right, man, he's squashing it right here. I was like, all right, at least have some fun with it. But all right, there you go, man. All right, man. See ya. So I'm always wondering, man. But and there's no doubt in my mind, guys, like you guys are gonna kill it. Like Joakim asked me yesterday when I interviewed him what match I'm most excited for on Saturday. And no disrespect to you, sir. I'm excited to see you for the first time live. But Lady Frost taking on Tasha Steelz. I mean, come on, man. It's gonna be phenomenal. Guys, again, check that out. I think it's gonna be on Title Match Network, man. But going back to the MMA stuff or the fighting and all that kind of stuff, man, we always have the running joke. We've seen him at multiple conventions. Every time we pass Ken Shamrock at the table, he gets more jacked. So we have to ask you, man, you kind of put it out there and you got a nice little response from Ken Shamrock. Is that kind of like the dream? We always say dream match in wrestling, but you're talking like just straight up fight, right?
Either or, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Josh Barnett is apparently friends with Ken, said that he was going to reach out to him, see if we can make things work, how it aligns. Ideally, I would love to do that at Bloodsport. You know, that's
perfect.
Ken Shamrock is the reason I started mixed martial arts. To do that, him and a few others, but him primarily, and then, you know, obviously his transition into professional wrestling and the success that he had, it was just to even go back and forth with him. It's kind of surreal at first. And I was like, all right, I'm going to make this happen. Like, we're fighting.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen, man. I never say never, especially in this journalistic world, especially in this wrestling world, man. That'd be great to see, man. You heard it here. I won't say you heard it here first, but that transition you guys had on Twitter seemed very respectful. And I think good things are coming from that.
If I come out of retirement, Ken, I'm waiting.
Oh, boy. Sign me up for that one, man. And I got to ask you this one. You know, we always ask everyone who comes on the show, man, not to be cliche here, but it's got to be asked because I'm so happy to see people get their dreams fulfilled, whether it be getting signed to a major company or even getting that tap on the shoulder to be part of AEW Dark, which makes me so happy. And as we've seen, has led to bigger and better things moving forward. Danny Limelight comes to mind. He's been killing it lately. We've seen our friend Casey Navarro on a bunch of times. Bowen's obviously getting signed. Lady Frost we saw on AEW Dark, which is phenomenal as well, man.
I've heard of her.
Yeah, I believe so. Is that something you ever kind of, I know you stay really humble, man, but is that something you kind of think about, or is it more of like the long game or going to like a certain company, you know, obviously the Diamond Mine rumors and all that, or just whoever kind of gives you a contract?
No, I'm definitely choosy with what I do. I like things to happen at the right times. Yeah. You know, I don't want to just take opportunities, you know, like when they're presented. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right time just because it's happening at that moment. You know, if someone offers me a contract, you know, that's a little different. You know, you kind of have to weigh your options, see where everything is, you know, what life has to hold, what they're offering per se. But of course, you know, I would love to work for AEW, just the same as WWE, same as Impact, you know, MLW, you know, New Japan, all the top companies.
Absolutely.
But I'm not ruling anyone out or, you know, saying I want to go one place or the other. But the one thing I can say is Impact Wrestling has been toying with the intergender stuff. So my tag team partner, she's a woman.
Let's talk about that, man. I want to see you guys, obviously. I mean, I've seen, you know, all the tape and stuff like that. But for me, I love seeing everyone live and in person, just the interactions with the crowd and everything like that. And you guys are like top tier, like not to knock anyone else or anything like that. But like, I ask you these questions because you guys are next up. The opportunity, even in this COVID era, has been there. The forbidden doors are being opened. People are getting signed. There's opportunity. You guys, in my mind, if it hasn't already happened, like it's going to happen for you guys. But talk about kind of the formation of Team Pretty Proper, because it's pretty cool. And the tandem offense is on point, bro.
So first off, thank you. Second, the first, I guess you could say, appearance of Pretty Proper was neither pretty nor proper.
Okay.
I believe it was actually Lady Frost's second match ever. And we decided, like, you know, we knew that's what we wanted to do. That was the way we wanted to brand ourselves and market, and we wanted to compete together. It was cool being a married couple in the sport, but being a true and formidable tag team. You know, we didn't want to just be a gimmick like, oh, husband and wife, they're just wrestling because they're married. No, we wanted to bring something different. So we started, you know, it was on a fundraiser show just to give it a try, just to see how things worked. And we tried to get crazy with our stuff and it did not go as planned. However, we ended up still victorious that night. And we just kept training, traveling all over. We went to Ohio. We went to Florida. We went to Texas. We went to California, went to Jersey, went to Canada, trained everywhere we possibly could and picked the best minds in professional wrestling on how to build a successful intergender tag team. But what comes along with that is it's not just pro wrestling. You still need the chemistry. And with our moveset, our different dynamics, you know, me being the power guy, her being so agile in the gymnastics, me with the mixed martial arts, it creates a unity, like a team that's unlike any other professional wrestling right now, in my opinion.
No, it's why you guys stand out. It's great. It's like you said, it's not because you're husband and wife. It's because like I see the tandem moves and, you know, you flipping her or her hanging off something and flipping, like whatever it is, man. It's so cool to see, man. So I love that. I got to ask you this, man. We always do our hashtag wrestling fashion on Twitter, man. I love the gear, kind of almost like a little bit of that steampunk feel, but again, very savage gentleman. Tell us about how that came about, like the hashtag wrestling fashion, the gear, man.
Well, it started, you know, the whole Pretty Proper thing. You know, we live that way. You know, like we like to wear nice clothes. We like to look presentable, you know, very proper. So I would always show up in suits. And obviously, it's kind of hard to wrestle in a suit.
Yes.
Yeah. So we had to figure out a way to do that. And what originally inspired me in my look was the Butcher from Gangs of New York. You know,
oh,
the top
okay.
hat, the the old school Victorian era pugilist, the brawler, per se. And I wanted more. We wanted more depth and tie the characters together. So what we did was, you know, we, the element of steampunk, you know, I'm a time traveler. She's Lady Frost. You know, I went back in time, found her, brought her here. And with that, like, it created that dynamic to where we weren't just a lady, we weren't just a gentleman, but we each have separate characters outside. You know, when we do our singles, however, how do you mesh those two? And then came across some guy on Instagram, great steampunk cosplay designer. And that's where the blue hat and the blue shoulder pads came from.
Okay.
It was everything I never knew I needed.
Yeah.
That's and awesome. Tied us together. So
it looks great, man. We're all about the hashtag wrestling fashion, like we say. And speaking of which, shameless plug, you know, we got him here. Let's talk a little bit about Mythical Beards.
Oh, yeah.
We got you right here. We love there it. Now, I don't got the beard right now. I went with the chin strap for Pro Wrestling Magic's that 90s party. So I'm growing it back. But Nunes has got the big beard, man. We're loving these. They smell great. We got Lady Frost scent as well. Tell us about working with Mythical Beards. These smell amazing, bro.
Thank you. You know, I try not to eat my own beard whenever I'm wearing a peanut butter flavor.
It smells great, though.
So good. But, you know, you grow a beard, it gets itchy. Like, that's just inevitable. That's part of the process, part of the journey. But even after you grow the beard, like, you still have to keep it hydrated. You got to keep your skin together, everything underneath. So I was looking for products, came across this company. They had some really cool stuff going on. Next thing you know, I was like, I wonder if anyone has a peanut butter. So I searched the internet. I didn't find anyone with a peanut butter scented beard oil or beard balm or beard butter, nothing. So I knew we had to go into that realm. And Andrew, the owner, was like, I don't know if this is going to sell. I was like, trust me. I'm a professional. I'm the peanut butter guy. Trust me. And everyone seemed to love it. We took it to Beyond a few weeks ago. It was the first time, you know, with a live crowd that we actually got to push the products. Sold out.
Are you serious? Good for you, man.
Sold out immediately. So congrats. It was great. You know, obviously everyone loves the Lady Frost because – just like our tag team, it complements each other well. Like, you get that nice, dark, deep, rich peanut butter, but then with hers, it's like freshly fallen snow. You know, like that fresh, put it on in the morning, wake you up, invigorate you. It's so nice. And I mean, I wear them both. Like, I can't always smell like peanut butter as much as I would like to.
Yeah.
But sometimes I need a little switch up. But yeah, it's everything great about the company, like, from it's all hand manufactured. So as you get everything, it's not coming from some big plant. They're not just shipping them out and tossing them out. No, they're made to order as you order them. And then they're shipped out. They're shipped in freaking with ice packs in them because they want that to come as high quality as you can get it. And it is so good for your skin too.
Yeah. So these are like obviously like the balms or whatever, but then I didn't bring it down. I have the oil, which I guess helps it grow. Is that kind of the idea with the oil?
Yeah. So it doesn't necessarily help it grow per se, but it keeps it healthy, which then in return helps it grow.
Got it.
But that way it doesn't get dry. It doesn't break. Because once you get breakage, obviously, you know, you're just reversing the process there. So the healthier you get it, the more, and it makes it nice and shiny too. So you get a nice little luster from it. You smell delicious and you got a healthy beard.
I love it, man. And again, the peanut butter one, obviously my favorite, man. I love that. But you're always posting the pics with the peanut butter and all this stuff. Again, I'm a big peanut butter guy, but I can't do this, man. The peanut butter on the eggs, bro. Like, I thought about trying it just for you. And I was like, I can't do it, man. Like, you really like that? The peanut butter on the eggs, man. I can't
We're
do
done.
It.
We're done here.
Dude, is it good? Wouldn't be the first time. But yeah, it's good. Like, you legitimately like the peanut butter on the eggs.
Absolutely. It works. Actually very tasty.
All right, I'll try it.
So what I suggest, so I use Falcon Nuts.
Okay.
It's delicious. But it's more of a dessert peanut butter. So I don't know if you saw my post this morning. Something I made a variation of French toast eggs.
Okay.
What it was the Falcon Nuts, Violet's blueberries. So it actually has real blueberries. I put that all over the top of the eggs, sliced up a banana, put that on, sprinkled with cinnamon.
Okay, and, I didn't see it. Okay.
And then syrup. Amazing. But okay. If you're just going to do the peanut butter and the eggs, make sure you get a salty peanut butter.
Okay.
So good. That, or you just use regular peanut butter, put some sea salt on top. Oh, yeah, okay. You're in business.
All right, I will legit tweet it so you know that it actually happened, man. I'll give it a try. Man, I don't know, man. I don't know, but I'll give it a try, man. I trust you. But I did want to, you know, not to be cliche here, but I got to rewind it a little bit, man. You talked about Shamrock being the guy that got you into the fighting. Who was the one that got you into the wrestling? Like, who were your guys?
So I was really, really inspired. Like, obviously, you know, growing up, it was the Hulk Hogan era, Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man. Like, those three guys, those were the mainstays. But as I got a little older and I got to appreciate things, like my love for martial arts was always there as a child. But watching dudes like Ultimo Dragon, Dean Malenko, the way they were able to go about things, it wasn't just a character, but they actually looked like they could really hurt you, pretzel you up, do some crazy things. So those two probably be like my biggest influences outside of like the guys that got me hooked into the business.
Yeah, I love that, man. And again, not to be cliche, but we always like to have fun with this one, man. We'll make it kind of a two-parter. Anyone on the indies that you'd like to face? And then, you know, a lot of times the indies bring in someone, you know, you never know who you're going to be facing, whether it be a legend, a Hall of Famer, or obviously, man, you guys are on your way up. Like, maybe, who do you want to fight in NXT or AEW? So I guess who would be the dream indie opponent that you haven't faced yet? And then the dream current active roster opponent?
I'm going to have to say for indies, my good buddy Daniel Garcia.
Ooh, good choice. Okay.
He's doing a lot of stuff right now, and him and I go way back. We have yet to face each other. And as good as he is, he doesn't have the background that I have. So I think I would have the leg up on him. Love you, bud. But I think I would take that.
Love it. This is why I ask the question. So I always tag everyone and get the call outs. And then, you know, an NXT, AEW, Impact, New Japan, who's the one person?
Oh, that's easy. Lance Archer.
I knew it. I love it. Yes. Is it for the title?
Of course. That son of a bitch thinks he's the damn peanut butter emperor. No. I am the general of the peanut butter platoon. I started this movement. He's just trying to come in and reap the benefits now. Now that I got a championship, now he wants the championship. Not happening.
That's a great answer, man. You know, Cody, Tony, let's make this happen. Butterfinger Championship. Let's see it. Let's see it on TV, on TNT. I would love it. The fans would pop for it, man. This is the Butterfinger Championship we're talking about, man. I'm stoked, bro. And I got to ask.
If he wins that TNT TV Championship this weekend, we could have title for title. It wouldn't be the first time that an independent guy's wrestled for that championship.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's be real. AEW is a company that's very, like we said, where they're opening doors, they're building bridges, not tearing each other down. That's what I love to see in wrestling, just people building bridges, man. So that's really, really cool. And I'll ask you this, man. We always like to ask everyone this one. This is our favorite fan question. But say you do get that Mania moment. We, you know, always talk about the grandest stage of them all. We love the live bands and the live performances. What band or artist is playing the Savage Gentleman down to the ring?
Lindsey Sterling.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome, man.
That's actually the music that I use right now.
Okay.
And it's a mashup that the wife and I created, but the bass is off her Roundtable Rival song. You know, it very much is steampunk, very much badass. You know, like it has the breaks, it has the little lulls, but it has that Victorian vibe.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Between yours and Barton's entrances, this is going to be fire, man. And shameless promo, real quick. Anything you want to say to the fans that are thinking about coming out Saturday to Ridgefield Park to check out Battle Club Pro or check it out on Title Match Network? Any words for the fans, Mr. Savage Gentleman?
Yeah. Go buy a Peanut Butter Platoon shirt. You have to be there in person, and they're on sale right now on Pro Wrestling Tees anyway, so you save 20%.
There it is. But
bring a Butterfinger. I'll sign it. We'll eat it together. You know, we'll have some fun with it. Even, you know, after the match, maybe I'll feed one to Chris Barton, too, you know, whenever he's looking up at the lights.
Oh, I had heard something about that. Wow, yeah. Man. Feeling very confident, man. And again, shameless promo. Where can everyone follow you on social media? All that good stuff.
At Real Savage Gent across the board. That's TikTok. Even though I only have like two on there because I don't really know how that works. But Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I'm everywhere.
Love it, man. He's everywhere. Of course, he's going to be at Battle Club Pro this Saturday, man. Savage Gentleman, Mr. Victor Benjamin, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, man. Stay safe out there, man, and continued success moving forward, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.